49 years ago today, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, President of Ghana, was on his way to Hanoi, Vietnam, to resolve the Vietnam War. Back home, his own country, which he had helped to liberate from British colonial rule, was in turmoil. Soldiers led by Lieutenant Colonel Emmanuel Kotuka and Major Kwesi Afrifah overthrew the CPP government and made sure Nkrumah did not make a return trip to Ghana and to power again. After several stops and starts with democratic rule, the country now has political stability with successful elections of four presidents. However, political stability alone does not propel economic development. Joyce Jechi, on the anniversary of Nkrumah's forcible exit from power, takes a retrospective look at Nkrumah's energy policy in the face of what's known as Dumsor power phenomenon in the country.
In physics, power or electricity is defined as the ability to do work. Without it, everything is at a halt. It is therefore not surprising that the energy crisis now has brought economic hardship to Ghanaians and has affected every aspect of society. Industries are forced to cut down on production, leading to unemployment. Hospitals are affected. Small businesses and education, just to mention a few. Education, as the first president, and indeed every president sees it as the basics of development, and this is not left out in this mess. The Secretary General of the All African Students Union, Fred Awah, talks about how the power crisis is affecting tertiary education.
Students these days stay at the universities, and you know it's expensive to buy food in the cities, so they cook. For those who use electricity, it is a challenge for them. In the evenings when they want to study, no electricity. Remember, we have very large lecture halls in our universities these days, 200 students plus in one lecture hall. If there is no electricity, definitely no microphones would work. And that means that it will impair the learning process in the classroom. You see, it goes even beyond just the students and then the lecturers. Anything that has to do with the university environment.
Children now have to go back and learn the same ways their grandparents did. The current crop of politicians had the best of education and uninterrupted power to achieve what they have, because Dr. Kwame Nkrumah knew that electricity is a driving force for economic development. Dr. Nkrumah, at the commissioning of the Akosombo Dam, announced projects in place prior to the approval of loans for the dam.
That whether we succeeded in raising loans or not, we would go ahead with the scheme from our own resources. I therefore gave orders for the primary works to be constructed, namely the Tema Akosombo Highway, the necessary access roads to the site, and the building of a new township in Akosombo.
A former diplomat, Mr. K.B. Asante, says Nkrumah would have been shocked if he were alive to witness the energy crisis.
Oh, he'll be shocked. He'll be shocked. Because Nkrumah realized the importance of energy for industrial development. As a matter of fact, Akosombo was not only to produce electricity, but to help with the irrigation of Accra Plains. Then the energy was to help eventually to produce aluminum from the bauxite deposit at Yenahim, and also after producing the aluminum, to use aluminum to fabricate other aluminum products. Now, we didn't have the money. He had to go to the World Bank.
He took that bold step of going for a 30-year loan for that purpose, despite criticisms from his opponents. Due to his vision, he knew the Akosombo Dam was not going to be enough to generate power as population grows. So the Bui Dam was the next target in his development plan. Nkrumah's strong desire to ensure that Ghana had sufficient, cheaper and cleaner sorts of energy for industrial development never rested on his oars until the nuclear atomic energy project took off in 1961. The Deputy Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, Professor Kwame Abor, paraphrases a statement by Dr. Nkrumah when he commissioned GAEC.
Nkrumah had a holistic view of energy, and if you read the statement carefully, he said they didn't enter atomic energy for any prestige, because it promises to be the largest source of energy which will help them overcome their developmental challenges.
This project did not go without criticism. It was said to be a prestigious project and attracted an inquiry by Nobel laureate Sir John Cockcroft, whose report described the GAEC project as unnecessary. But this was later rebuffed. Professor Abbott says the energy crisis the nation is experiencing is due to failure to plan over the past 15 years.
We've thrown it into our local politics that we are missing that key fact, that energy is not something you plan and do at all.
the 1966 coup has been described by many as having taken the nation many years back. But for critics of Nkrumah, his dictatorial and economic situation at that time were factors. A former educationist who wants to remain anonymous said no matter the situation, coups cannot be justified.
I don't think we can equate that period with the current situation. I think currently it's just that the city is just like turning on the tap.
Mr. KB Asante and the ASU General Secretary Fred Awa, like most people, support the recent Dusso demonstration organized by the opposition.
The SACO possibly feels strongly about something. To let it be known to the powers and peace that they feel it. I think the democratic respect, they have a right to go on demonstration.
Now, I also respect the rights of citizens to go demonstrating legally, just to drum home the fact that we elected you to resolve issue problems for us.
Thanks to Ghana's democratic dispensation, which allows free expression of grievances so that no built-up anger will warrant any overthrow of an elected government. The energy crisis has adversely affected every sector of the economy. Positively, however, Ghanaians have learned to conserve energy in a way. The crisis has forced Ghanaians to iron in bulk, turn off some appliances when not in use, and hopefully appreciating the need to pay realistic electricity tariffs if that will prevent a recurrence of the situation. Utility providers must also put in place measures to address wastage and ensure efficiency.